Thank you and good morning. Lightning continues to spark wildfires across Northern California, and a very large fire in Lake County has spread to more than 13,000 acres since it was ignited on Wednesday. Evacuation of residents has begun, and more than 900 personnel have been assigned to that blaze. Closer to home, the Humboldt-Del Norte unit of CAL FIRE chased down at least six lightning-caused fires in southeastern Humboldt County on Thursday. The fires ranged in size from 1 to 6 acres and have burned a total of 50 acres as of this morning. To the south, fire crews outside of Willits attacked two small wildfires that were ignited on Thursday afternoon near Brook Trails. The fires have scorched about 30 acres and are near full containment. The small buck fire near Garberville stands at 85% containment, and more than 300 personnel remain on scene at the Queen Fire, burning near Pequon, which has burned about 170 acres. Smoke from those fires is a concern, and the North Coast Air Quality Management District reminds residents to use caution when performing outdoor activities and to be mindful of smoky air. A grave site in Willow Creek was found. Jordan Christmas has more.
On Wednesday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and the Department of Fish and Wildlife helped serve a search warrant with the County Drug Task Force at a property located in the 31,000 block of Highway 299 in Willow Creek. Officers located a marijuana grow site and seized over 1,450 plants. Numerous environmental hazards and violations were discovered as well, which are currently under investigation. No suspects were located on the scene, but they have been identified. Law enforcement say arrests are expected to be made in the near future.
Thank you, Jordan. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help with information related to a suspected assault that left 37-year-old Khan Lam with fatal head injuries following an altercation in Garberville on July 18th. Lam was seen running from four men and their dogs after he was involved in an altercation with a woman on Locust Street. At some point during the chase and the following confrontation, Lam suffered severe injuries to his head and later succumbed to those injuries. Sheriff's detectives have opened a homicide investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. In Arcata, Humboldt State University and Arcata Police are searching for the suspect or suspects who fired a paintball gun at a pedestrian early Monday morning on L.K. Wood Boulevard. The victim suffered a serious wound to his left eye, and the paintball round may have been fired from a black SUV. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. The city of Rio Del is throwing itself a birthday party this weekend, and you're invited. The city celebrates its 50th year of incorporation at a ceremony at City Hall scheduled for Sunday at 10 o'clock. Mayor Frank Wilson, along with city council members, business leaders, and residents, will hear a historical presentation from historian Jerry Rohde, and the mayor will issue a proclamation and honor the families of Rio Del's first city council members. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If there's one thing you can count on in North Coast communities during the summer, it's festivals. And as Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario pointed out on Talk Shop, his city can serve as an excellent example of a small town through the work of volunteers and coordination with city staff of how to put on a successful annual event. Fortuna hosts its annual rodeo, closing in on its 100th anniversary, as well as the Auto Expo, two very successful events in the friendly city.
There's some really positive benefits for the community there. If somebody wanted to come and do a study or do some research on creating those types of events, Fortuna would be the place to study it because you have the rodeo that's been there for 95 years. You've got the Auto Expo that just finished their 25th year of throwing a huge community event like that. And you've got lots of other smaller events. The Apple Harvest Festival is coming up.
Candelario pointed out that these events are done with volunteers who handle the logistics and the management of the events that draw thousands of visitors each year, and their success is due to continuity.
It's really the membership of their boards and their commissions and all of their volunteers bringing in new people, new blood, and making sure that other people understand what they do, how they did it, and what all the critical aspects of the event are so they can learn. So they've done an excellent job of keeping their board current and getting new blood and younger people there.
Festivals and other gatherings bring visitors to local venues and serve not only as a way to highlight a community, but as key parts of its local economy. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.